program starts next week. Please stop by the registration table in the social hall after the service for information about this year's program and to register your children. High schoolers, youth group will meet briefly after service in the high school room, room number 3.
Returns again to the rivers and flows out again. Like the rivers, we separate and we return. There is an aching need in each of us for the enormity of this ocean. The boundless flow of our joined spirits. Together, we are living waters. Come and be refreshed here. Let us worship together. Please take just a moment to say hello or to introduce yourself to your neighbor.
Their flame dance like sunlight on the waters, reminding us that all life is an act of balance.
We have returned here today to our place of mystery, gathered in one strong body to support one another in a search for sacred connection. Please rise in body or spirit and join me in singing number 389, Gathered Here. Nancy is going to play it for once, and we're going to sing it together four times through. Just relax in this simple song and let the words remind you that we together are one.
Claude McNulty, and I'm the worship associate for this morning's service. As a welcoming congregation, we hope that all visitors, wherever they are on life's journey and whatever their backgrounds, will find a lasting home here. Whether you are a swimmer or a paddler, a fisherman or a fisherwoman, a diver or a surfer, you are welcome here. Whether you drink water or wine, wash in a tub or in a river, dance on the water or on the sand, whether you are a floater or a sinker, whether you are single, double or in between, you are all welcome here. Please join us for refreshments and conversation in our social hall after the service. And while you are there, stop by the welcoming table to find out more about LCUUC. Today's order of service includes announcements of upcoming church activities, and we look forward to all of our visitors, friends, and members joining in. Please take a moment at this point in the service to silence all electronics you may have here with you today. And again, welcome to all here this morning. We are so pleased that you have chosen to celebrate and worship with us.
rather stubborn Unitarian Universalist had a history of not following doctor's orders. But feeling rather ill after a long summer of playing in the sun, he finally called the doc and went in to see him. After poking and prodding and testing, the doctor handed him several sets of pills and said, "Listen carefully. Take the green one with two big glasses of water, they have to be big, when you get up. An hour later, take the white one with another big glass of water. Take the blue one with a big glass of water after lunch. Mid-afternoon, take the orange one, plenty of water. And repeat at dinner, then just before going to bed, I want you to take the red one with three big glasses of water." The man was alarmed at the huge volume of medicine he'd been given and said nervously, "Wow, I know I've been ignoring your advice, but what's wrong with me, Doc? Am I going to die?" And the doctor says, "Oh, don't worry, you're just dehydrated. Drink the water." Like that poor UU, our coffers are a little dry after a long summer of playing. The morning offering will now be given and received. Given and received for the life and the work of this community. This is the time in our service where we share our joys and our concerns. And we do that in two ways. We speak them aloud and we light candles. Would anyone who has a joy or a concern to share today please raise your hand and the ushers will bring you a microphone. And today Marie Claude would like to share and light the first candle.
I am going to light the first candle for a peaceful resolution to all the conflicts which abound in the world.
I'd like to light the second candle today for Greg and Paula Hillman, who tragically lost their son-in-law a few weeks ago. And Paula had asked me to share with the congregation that he was young and it was unexpected. So they are struggling with this right now and could use some good thoughts and some good energy.
This is Chris. Would you light a candle of sympathy for the Atkinson family. We got an email that Susan Atkinson's father passed away yesterday, and she's, for those of you who may not know her, they are members that have moved back to North Carolina. This is Megan.
It's like a kind of concern and joy for the life of William Mackey, my father-in-law, who died 3 weeks ago.
This is Amy. Please light a candle of concern for my father-in-law, Kevin's dad, who suffered a stroke back in July and is still struggling. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark. It's been a couple weeks, but just a candle of joy for several of us who rode in the Tall Pines Conservancy Ride to the Barns bike ride on August 23rd. I think it was a glorious event. It was a little humid that day, but everyone had a great time, and good cause for the Tall Pines Conservancy.
Now, this is Jerry. Please light a candle of joy for Will Norris and the cadre of volunteers that have almost completed the bathroom and the Mission Fountain renovation project. All we needed was the door.
This is Leanne, and I have a concern and a joy today. A good friend of mine just passed away on Sunday after 14 years of struggling with cancer. And my joy is today, a good friend of mine, Laura, is here visiting. So feel free to say hi.
Hi. My name is Lynn. I can't have a joy for my brother George and Sarana. They just recently moved here from Uruguay, and I'm moving into transitional life here.
This is Diane. Candle of joy for, you may have read about this young couple in the newspaper. The young woman has an inoperable brain tumor, and she's a member of our family. They had their wedding this last Sunday, so they're just going to live each moment.
Angel, a couple of candles of joy. One, things are turning a good corner with my twins. And I did get to have a birthday party for them. They turned 15 on Tuesday. And the other joy is I was given this little lovely little distraction. It came with the name Daisy, but I think her name should be Bebe for Black Bambi. And I couldn't leave her home, so I got a dog here today. Thank you.
We light our last candle today for all of those joys and all of those sorrows which we hold deeply, but which have not been named today. All life comes from the water. In the Christian Bible, Genesis says, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters." That sounds dark and deep and mysterious until you learn that the word, usually translated as moved, more exactly means brooded or fluttered. Exactly the same word that we use when a mother bird flutters over her babies or her nest. The image changes from something inexplicable to something clear and beautiful. a mothering spirit of life wrapped around a womb of creation and fluttering over it. Terrestrial life came from the ocean and adapted and changed to fill almost every ecological niche. Human babies are born from the warm sea of amniotic fluid. Water makes up plant and animal tissues and must be replenished or those tissues die. And civilization grew up from communities that gathered around water sources, and water became a metaphor for that thing that nourishes us and sustains our life. The beginning of the church year, the first Sunday we all come back together, is called Homecoming. It's the day we return to our community, to our place built around a living water source, a source of life. Like rivers returning to the sea, we come, each bringing the water of our life from near and far, joining together in a ritual we call Water Communion.
Unitarian Universalist churches celebrate Water Communion on Homecoming Sunday. At the beginning of this new church year, people bring water from their travels or their home or from the extra we provide, and everyone pours their water into the same bowl here in the center. Everyone's water is blended together. That reminds us that we are all connected to each other and to all of creation, and that all of the places we live in and travel to and bask through are one place, the planet we call home. If you didn't bring water with you today, when you are called forward, please feel free to take some from the bowl on the side table to use.
Each of us comes to this sacred space today to dip into the well that nourishes our hungry soul. Each of us comes with our own cup of goodness to pour into that well. Our chalice is a vessel, a bowl, and a cup, and we drink of the spirit of life together. And we pour our lives out into that same fire. In the bowl, we place our common hopes, our shared dreams, our mutual commitment to a world made whole. Our bowl is large, and there is room for all. We draw our circle wide, and we welcome everyone within. Through our communion of water and spirit, may we be strengthened in our bonds of love and commitment and peace.
A prayer for the blending of our water. We bring our waters, which have touched the west, the north, the south, and the east, which come from the sky, the surface of the earth, and from deep wells and springs within our world. We bring water which belongs to lakes and water from the fresh reservoirs which quench our thirst. We bring water from the great oceans and from the seas, teeming with life, which circle the globe. We bring water to this place of meeting and sharing. We bring water as old as time, water which fell on the tails of dinosaurs, water which flowed in the Nile and wet the lips of Egyptian kings. We bring water new as spring, water which evaporated and formed again only yesterday. This is a stream of life from which all life flows. All things are connected by this stream. It runs through our veins and courses through the stems and leaves of plants. It makes the heart of the elephant beat and strengthens the newborn baby bird. It washes away our mistakes and lets us be forgiven once more. It is a symbol and the reality of the oneness that makes us whole. Today, we offer thanks for the gift of water and for the web of life we share. May we mingle our lives in one sacred stream, living in love, working for justice, and hungering for peace. Please rise in body or spirit and join me in singing hymn number 100, Peace Like a River. We are going to do the first four verses. ever-changing circle. The sea, it begins in the sea and then evaporates, changing form into vapor and flowing out into our atmosphere. From there, it condenses into raindrops and falls back to Earth again. Drawn deep into reservoirs, it spreads across the planet in ever-growing streams. The streams join and become rivers. The rivers swell and widen, and eventually rejoin the sea where their journey began.
And like that water, we are all connected, no matter where we stand in space or time. Salty or sweet water, cloud or mist or rain, water is water. Black or white, Hispanic or Asian, no matter what the gender or the religion, the identification or the body shape, the race, the color or the language, human is human. And we move together in one cycle of planetary interlocked existence. And like that water, our lives move in cycles. We come from the sea of mystery, created in the warm ocean of a human body. We leave that sea as individual droplets, sharing our lives with family and close friends. Those who we share the real water that make up life, the food and drink and blood and sweat, and babies peeing and getting sick and getting well. They're the people who see our first real tears and dry them again. They're the people who we cry for and with, and sometimes because. Scattered droplets, all of us traveling close together. This summer, some of you flowed from this place to rejoin your droplets. The circle of family and friends you have known for your whole life, or those who are nearest and dearest to your heart. With them, you could be yourself, your droplet self at your simplest and most complex. Will those of you in our first section, this far left section, please bring your water forward, come up to the mic, and tell us why your water is sacred or meaningful to you, and then put your water in the bowl. You're welcome to mention the actual location it came from that you don't have to. It is the why. If you forgot to bring water, there are small cups there. Please feel free to take some. And I'm going to begin by adding our water, gathered here last year from our water communion and from every year before that. Our water holds all of the places and the stories of LCUC. And at the end of the service, I'll fill the basin and the cup again and take this story and sharing into the future.
Water is in thanks and appreciation for the ease with which we can access healthy and safe drinking water.
I'm Will, and this water is symbolic of our trip to Rock Island this summer, which is a family tradition, but for some reason this year it was a little extra for me.
I'm Leanne, and this represents our trip to Mexico and generosity of all the people there that we experienced.
I'm Alexis, and this water represents the water from Lachi Falls in Japan.
My name is David, and this water's sacred to me because years ago I grew up by this building all the time, and I found a lot of peace here. Never realized it would.
My name is Helen, and this water is representative from our farm with the joys and consternations that it brings to us each day.
I'm Laura. This water symbolizes the joy, the love, and growth my daughters and I experienced in the ocean in Southern California.
I'm Carlin Wagner. I'm going to do one drop, which represents the lack of water in Mesa, Arizona when I visited my parents. And then the other one is representative of the ocean in Vancouver. I visited my dear Montessori teacher friend in Vancouver, and she's an Iranian survivor of the regime, and I'm just amazed at the ability of her and her friends to have joy in their life after what they had suffered.
I'm Kristen. This water is symbolic of a very sacred moment that defined my summer. Where I had the opportunity to give my mother a bath with my sister and the women in my family after she passed away this summer.
I'm Maya, and this water represents the gratitude I have for clean water where I live.
I'm Dennis, and this represents the water from the Milwaukee River and the great river walk down in downtown Milwaukee.
I'm Linda, and this represents the water from our rain
gauge. I'm Kathy, and this water is sacred because I think all water is sacred. Water, I love the water, and this is a representation of that.
I am Carol, and this is from my tap, but it's to remind me how easy it is to take it for granted.
Eric Moraine, this is the water I use for the most high and holy sacrament of morning espresso.
I'm Tracy. I'm sharing some of the water that I drink every day because I've realized that this is my happy pills and it makes me feel wonderful.
I'm Chris. My water's from Bailey's Harbor, Door County, from a family get together that we had in June with one branch of our family.
I'm Mary, and this water is representative of a tiny cove on Lake Superior that my son Owen led our family to. So.
I'm Al. I have a tuber. It's a blend. A little bit of water from the spring where we always collect our water to do our own creationism and history making. And also a little water from Fowler to represent the community that I found and many of you have found in this church. Water collected the day that we did our canoe and kayak frolicking in the sun and water, and combining that with the first water that I put in going back 18 years ago that was taken from a lake when we had a group camping trip, church group camping trip.
I'm Rick, and this represents my tears of gratitude and my tears of joy.
I'm Erin, and I bring this water in honor of and with gratitude towards the Council of 13 Grandmothers who are working so hard and traveling around the world to bring light into the darkness and healing, and they work specifically with water, and for that I give credit. Thanks.
As we get older, we join with more and more droplets and our midst of family and close friends is added to others to form a stream. We go to school, we go to town, we meet people everywhere we are, and we learn that life isn't always easy. The water isn't always clean or drinkable or safe. We learn to make compromises and adjustments. We learn that getting along can be hard, but that we can do it. And we learn that people think differently than we do at times, but we still flow together. We draw our circle wider as we go, and we admit more of the world. And together we create a city, a town, an era of time. And we are still individual droplets moving through the cycles of our lives.
And sometimes we back up, we evaporate, and start again. In his poem, I Have Returned to the Sea, Mark Nepo says, I have returned to the sea so many times as I have returned to the silence of the womb to hear my purpose again. And I have returned to love like a sea whose storm have almost drowned me, because I swear it's not the sea that causes the storm. When all is said and done, or left undone, I need the sea, the silence, the womb, the love. And failing to find them when I lose my way, I must wait till I am broken, till my stubbornness is cracked, till I'm forced to start over, not knowing what I want or need. For when things break open, there is a hold inside the break that whispers God's softness. Though it is hard to hear, so loud is our breaking. But in that break is the chrysalis of the world, never finished, waiting to be carried wetly from living thing to living thing. All for the remote and blessed chance that we might touch the source and birth into our birthright of aliveness that writes our small lives with no care for our small names. The way that pollen writes the rhymes of bees from flower to flower, all for the freshness of beginning again. Over the last year, here at LCUC, we have grown and changed. New faces have joined our rushing water and been added to our stream. Some old faces have left, evaporating into the clouds, as moves to other places called them away. Sometimes we have backed up, and sometimes splashed in forward in leaps and waves. But always we have flowed together and welcomed new droplets as they came to refresh us. Will those in the second group, second from the left, which is, I don't know where.
So anybody over here who hasn't come forward yet, and Susan, you guys are not there. Everybody in the second section.
Tell us what your water means to you and place the water in place.
This water symbolizes. symbolizes all the family fun that my little family had all summer long at beaches, at the little cabin in the lake, all the wonderful things that water gives us.
I'm Harold. This is special for me because of the whole idea of the water communion is a concept that I cherish.
I'm Sue. This water comes from deep within the Hiawatha National Forest, and it's important because it was gathered in a beautiful space shared with my nearest and dearest, Linda, and our pups.
I'm Rob. This is Kim, Shelby, and Ethan. And this water is from whale watching off the coast of Boston, and it represents the awe of nature.
I'm Donna, and this water represents our trip to Pennsylvania, where we reconnected with friends and family.
My name is Barb. Water is what we are. Water binds us. We have blood, sweat, and tears. Tears of joy, tears of sorrow. And I am just so joyful to be here with everyone today.
And a reminder that most of our best moments together have been moments we've spent in nature and going to places together.
I'm Hannah, and this water is from my parents' farm and represents my gratitude for the time I've got to spend with them there this summer.
I am Mark. This water represents the Great Lakes. Some of you know I've spent a lot of the summer learning how to sail with my son on Lake Michigan, so I've been on Lake Michigan quite a bit. It's been great to learn a new skill and have a lot of quality time with my son. And I now realize I'm not the only one here who walked over the Mackinac Bridge last Monday.
I have to set that down when I'm sort of shaking. This water represents the Indian and the Atlantic Ocean. I traveled between Africa and India, did 18 shore excursions, and I can honestly say I did not see harmony in any of those countries. I saw exceptional human suffering.
Let us pause for a moment as our thoughts move between the laughter of rushing streams and the sadness of rain. After the busyness of the summer months, let us take a moment together to appreciate the silence of still waters. Please join me in a few moments of thought, meditation, or the spirit of prayer to appreciate the wonder of what flows in this church today and every day, and in the wonder of the spirit of living water in our lives. joys of being alive is that eventually our small streams braid together with those pouring from every corner of the world. And together we form rivers of the human spirit and the divine soul. We pour out our lives together, fighting for the values we hold dear and the justice we require. Some of us travel to far places this summer, some physically, some mentally, some emotionally. Some of us found wide, slow rivers of calm, and some of us rafted wild waters and strange rapids. And yet we are all here today, still afloat. Will those in this section please come forward and tell us what your water means to you? Place the water in the basin. So anyone who hasn't come forward in this section.
Stayed while the rest of my family traveled around the world.
This water is from Washington, D.C., where I traveled over the summer with my eighth grade class and the friendship that we shared.
My name is Robin, and this water represents ever since I was in the college puppet shows, and there's a few old ones I want to clean up on yet, but that's a real pleasure to do it.
Hi, I'm John, and this water represents everything that made our summer so wonderful here in Wisconsin, and in the sense that it was in liquid form and not solid form, and that it watered, where we live in the country, all the trees and grasses and garden and birds and bugs and animals. Just it's amazing how we were so blessed with so much at the right time.
Hi, I'm Debbie, and this water represents a trip to my home state of Colorado. I've been returning to Colorado back and forth for 30 years, and I flew into Denver in just 2.5 weeks ago, and all the plains were bright green in August. It's normally very, very brown. It's a semi-arid area. And I drove down to see my family in Colorado Springs and up on Cheyenne Mountain. After speaking to many elders who've lived there for as long as, since 1925, my father, no one has seen mushrooms growing all over the side, south-facing side of Cheyenne Mountain. It's covered with mushrooms. And no one has seen this before. So this is an area of the Front Range that was
not touched by the heavy fires of the last 3 years that demolished so much with the drought. And now to see the very weird green of this area is wondrous and wonderful, very weird and strange, and yet it reminds me to just go with the flow.
Hi, I'm Tom, and all of my bicycling keeps me conscious of the not just symbolic but literal dependence that I have on water.
I'm Mark, and this is water from Grass Lake at the Shore Park, and it's a place that I find very spiritual, and I give thanks to all the people that fight for open and natural spaces in not Wisconsin, but the United States.
Hi, I'm Laura. This is representing water from the Rock River, close to where I live, and bike rides along there with my son. So it's representing his physical growth as he is now able to surpass me instead of the other way around, and also just our growth as a family.
My name's Lynn. This water is symbolic of some of the personal transformation I've made. It's from the St. Lawrence River in Montreal, and it's kind of symbolic of me letting go of the need to always plan our vacations. My daughter Jenna did that for us very well.
Hi, I'm Mary. This is water from our ephemeral pond in our woods, and I see it as special living water. There, it's a special place where frogs and amphibians can grow without any predators. It's a safe place for them. Those woods and that land is, and that water is, it's a spiritual place for me too.
Hi, this is Kat. This water represents the water from Stillwater, Minnesota. Last weekend I witnessed this most wonderful young couple, happiest couple in the world, get married. And it is so nice to see a beautiful couple getting married and start the life of happiness and renew my faith in institutional marriage.
I'm Diana, and this is water of gratitude that we were able to replace our well.
Hi, I'm Pam. This water comes from a fjord in Norway that we went to this summer. This was a lifelong dream of mine, and we were able to go with the Danish family that I lived with as a 17-year-old when I went abroad with AFS.
And I'm John. First, a shout out to whoever has the Danish sticker on their car. This water is very sacred to me because Norway is where my father's side of my family is from. My father never has had the opportunity to go there, so for me to be able to go there and to experience that part of my ancestry, literally seeing tombstones with my last name on it at the small church that my father's family comes from, and I guess mine as well. So it was very transformational for me. And by the way, Norway is gorgeous if you get a chance to go there.
We come together today and we celebrate our return home. We celebrate the places we have traveled in heart and mind and physical body. We celebrate tears of joy and tears of laughter, and we honor those who have made the journey with us and those who have been washed away to other places. Just as our bowl contains our mingled water, our chalice contains our mingled spirit. May we share them joyfully with all who wish to enter our circle. No matter where you have traveled this summer, in body or mind or spirit, we welcome you here. We welcome you home. Will those in the last section please come forward and tell us what your water means to you and place the water in the basin.
Surprised to learn that in the Republic of Ireland, after centuries of religious strife and turmoil, they seem to be taking separation of church and state seriously.
I'm Mary, this is Raleigh, and we took a trip to Lake Superior, where the water is from, and it was significant to us because it was the first time we spent an entire week in our RV, which is now our home.
My name is Claire. This water represents tears of joy and also tears of sadness for our trip to Washington, D.C. to say our final farewell to my grandma and the fact that our whole family could be together.
My name is Elizabeth, and this water represents Lac La Belle and Aconcagua, where we were able to spend a great deal of time with our extended family who were able to fly in from Massachusetts and Arizona. And that was especially special because my mom was able to join us and she's had a lot of health issues this past year. But I actually got in a kayak and did a lot of kayaking.
Hi, my name is Harry. This water is a symbolic representation of teamwork and camaraderie. Associated with yesterday's Tough Mudder event in Plymouth, Wisconsin. Not to paint this water, but in particular, mile marker 8's obstacle was quite grueling, and our team of 9 got through the Arctic enema.
I'm Andrea, and one of my daughters. We spent the summer at my parents' cottage on Lake Winnebago as a family, my brother, his fiance, their kids, and it was really wonderful to be together. And my other daughter, we took a first family camping trip with all 3 of our kids to Niagara Falls this year, and it was great to be able to spend that together. And this one. I actually planned. This is 6 years ago, my husband and I went to
tour of the British Isles. This is from Chalice Well, near Glastonbury Tor, the mythic home of Avalon, where we prayed for a healthy child. I was 4 months pregnant, and she's very healthy and amazing.
I'm John. This water is from my band's first show a few weeks ago. We are more impressive than our play. It's the support we got from our family and friends.
Hi, I'm Chris, and this is my daughter, Kaya. We live on an isthmus, which is a narrow strip of land between two bodies of water, in case you didn't know that, in Oconomowoc. And we live in a home that was built in 1873. And every year we're challenged with living in an old home. Anyone who's lived in an old home knows there's a love-hate relationship. We think about moving every year, but because we're nestled between Fowler Lake and LaBelle Lake, we're surrounded by water. And we actually figured out this morning, as Kaya went and gathered water from the two lakes, that's what keeps us here, is the love of the water. So this represents home.
Hi, I'm Megan. This is Zeke. This is water, actually, that was sitting at the bottom of our slide on Lisa in July, which is in itself sort of a miracle. It was an evening that Zeke actually asked me to come outside and play with him on the sunset, and I guess it represents moments like that, to take the time to have a little fun and don't postpone joy, in the words of Nancy Blackman.
Hi, I'm Amy, and this water represents the Pacific Ocean and time spent with a friend walking the line at its beaches.
Hi, I'm Kevin. This is Isabel. This water represents the headwaters of the climb that we did this summer, climbing Mount Harbor, and the special time that Isabel and I spent together climbing it. And I think Isabel also wants to say all the water we carry while hiking it, too.
Hi, I'm Ramona, and this is my son Oliver, and this water represents coming back to Wisconsin after 20 years away, and we really miss the Pacific Ocean where we were and where he was growing up for the last 7 years.
Hi, this water represents home, and I moved back to Oconomowoc 4 years ago, so this is for all the new friends and the community that I found here.
I'm Layla. My husband and I bought a house on the Rock River. We moved in July, so this is the Rock River, and this is New Beginning.
I'm Betsy, and this symbolizes water from Lake Michigan, from the Michigan side, and it's sacred because of family togetherness and the experience of the beauty of the lake from the tops of the dunes.
I'm Freya, and my water represents wonderful times spent this spring in Israel before the war broke out, with family that are friends, and maybe Israelis and Palestinians find peace. And the waters of the Baltic Sea, where I spent wonderful weeks with my dear friends Mats and Jane Carlson, and water from Nagawiga, which embraces my soul and nourishes my soul and spirit year-round.
My name is Arlene, and my water is from Lake Cat, which is now has reverse osmosis. And it represents the good times I had this summer with friends from church, on water and away from the water.
I'm Carrie, and this water represents love for my daughter. We started the summer on the Pacific coast together on a trip, and she just moved to the Atlantic coast to an island in Maine. So that's for her.
Hi, I'm Joanne, and this water symbolizes the joy of times in Door County this summer.
Thank you.
non-existent water which the thirsty people of the world are yearning for.
Spirit of life and love, Spirit of humanity, divine mystery of many names, we bless this water with our presence and our lives, and we ask that it serve as a reminder that all people are one people, all stories part of one greater tale. Amen.
Oh,
circle wide.
Draw the circle, draw the circle.
This chalice, but carry its life forward in the rushing streams of our lives. Please join in singing in 347. Gather the spirit.
Oh, come on, you're Unitarians, you have to know this one.
And remain standing for the benediction. Together we are drops of water. Alone we would disappear, dried up by the sun or sucked up by the thirsty earth. But together we wear out stones, carve out the Grand Canyon, and make streams and rivers as we find our way to the sea. Peace, and may it be so.